Welcome, welcome.
Hold on, let me get you. All right, well, wait. We're live at the Comedy Store. There's my boy, Petey Boy Jones.
Back at the Comedy Store, man.
He's back here.
Yes.
And, yeah, we're reminiscing. This is old school. I'm just going to go back and forth from me to you.
That's fine, buddy.
We have a great show ahead of you. We're definitely definitely winging it with this with this. What do you say, Petey?
With this episode, yeah. We're back. First of all, we're back at the Comedy Store. There's construction going on right outside the studio.
Yeah, this is great.
We couldn't link up to the Facebook Live.
Let me do this.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to try to link up to your feed right now so I can interact with people.
It says I can't turn my phone while recording.
Oh, buddy.
I got to get a new iPhone.
I got to get a new phone. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I got like a stripper phone right now. The screen's all shattered.
All right, so you don't know this, but hey, Stacy, how you doing? What's up, Zeke? All right, so Pete doesn't know this, but when I was going live before you got here and was just shitting all over you because you were late.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good to know, buddy.
And it's just the fact that you live fucking... we were going to walk. I was going to walk to your house.
And pick me up.
And get you. I was going to knock on your door and call for your mom.
Yeah.
Do you ever have kids do that? Hey, what's up, Fahad? Fahad? We're getting a hello from Pakistan. What's
hell yeah,
up, Pally?
Dude. Shout out to Pakistan, y'all.
True that.
Word up.
So what's that? Oh, we got that on the thing.
I'm on. Yeah, so shout out to Fahad from Pakistan, dude. That guy's killing it.
Oh, it just said that you're watching right now.
I'm watching.
Phone, yeah.
I'm in, dude. I'm in.
Hey, John, appreciate it.
John Earnhardt shouting out Brett Ernst's success. You've come a long way since Plantation.
True
talking
that.
About the high school, not an actual plantation.
True that. I used to work on one when
yeah.
I was...
But we have a lot of stuff to get to
when
today.
When I was a kid.
Cobra Kai is out in strength. People are watching it, getting a lot of great positive reviews, dude.
Dude, honestly...
Big reviews.
Huge reviews, man. And you know, not that I'm just a part of it. How you doing, Kimberly? We got a hi from Tijuana. What's
yeah,
up, Clara?
There you go.
I was just in Mexico, by the way, too. We got to talk about that. Let's just get to Cobra Kai.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Jesus, this is uncomfortable holding this thing the whole time. So basically, the writers, John and Josh and Hayden, knocked it out of the park.
Yes, killed
it. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, go back and watch it and listen to it. We actually had the showrunners of Cobra Kai on. They also created Harold and Kumar. They did Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yep.
And Cock Blockers, which is out or was out.
Cock Blockers.
But they talk about Cobra Kai in the process. And I got to say, not just because I was a part of it, they knocked it out of the fucking park.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't watched it. Hey, Schmidt, did you watch it? Have you seen Cobra Kai yet or no?
He hasn't seen it.
Well...
Didn't want to spring for the $10.
Well, you can watch the first two episodes for free.
Yeah,
and
it looks great.
Joanne's shouting us out in Canada.
The reviews I read were pretty phenomenal.
We're worldwide, son.
Yeah, worldwide, kid. Shout out to Canada.
But they did knock the writers knocked it out of the park, man. If you're a fan, look. Here's what I was happy about, and maybe this is what's coming into the phenomenon of it. Maybe I should just do this.
Yeah,
this is weird.
Yeah, we should have got a tripod.
Well, we should have done a lot of things, Pete.
Why don't we just can't we just arrange that phone on top of that little case right there?
All right, hold on.
Let's see. So we're gonna
we're getting shout outs from all over. Hey, Laurie, how you doing?
Yeah, we got some good shout outs. And for the actual podcast listeners who aren't watching this, I'll just commentate that Brett is just trying to rearrange his phone so we could get a
maybe I can put it on top.
A live. There you go, buddy. He's working it out. Good to be back here, though, at the Comedy Store. 12 past the hour. Two for Tuesday.
I'm not getting you.
Sticker stop giveaway. That's fine.
Wait, we do it like this then? That should work, right?
There you go, dude. That's good.
Hey, Mike.
That's good enough.
How's it look on the thing? God, I miss being here.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. There he is. Well, yeah, it's good to be back here. Yeah, it's the best, guys. You know what I mean? This is...
back at the store, buddy.
Back at the store.
So anyways, the pilot's gotten great reviews. It's literally 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which
yes.
is rare. I think we're 9 on IMDb and like a 79 to 80 on Metacritic. We've gotten...
Metacritic? What is that? It's a bunch of doctors weighing in on their TV
viewing?
Yeah,
people with doctorates in yeah. reviewing. I mean, we got one, like I read one negative thing and it was not that even that negative, but it was talking about how, I don't know, it was Asian appropriation or something. And
Asian appropriation. I mean,
why are these? I mean, everybody has a right to say whatever, but
yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
just how do you people live life?
Well, either way,
like you can say the story. The
martial arts are so. What was the beef like? You have white people doing karate.
Yeah, that's
what, which is kind of like, you know, pretty much the driving force behind the entire story.
Yeah.
So you kind of need that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't you don't see the French getting mad at the Asians for even making film.
Yeah, and I see a lot of
it's a European art form.
And to be honest, I see more
plays are European. Shakespeare.
I see more little white kids in karate outfits running around town than I do, you know, Asian kids.
But God bless.
Yeah.
God bless. I mean, they should be able to tell any story.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares? The point is that it's getting great reviews. And if you're a fan of the movie, you're going to love it. And my wife came in cold. She's, you know, millennial.
Yeah.
She was familiar with it, but it didn't have the impact it had on us.
Yeah.
When we were growing up. But, you know, you get chills, man, when you watch it. It's weird. Like, you feel old, then you feel young again.
Yeah.
And then you feel nostalgia.
Macchio, he, like, is aging in reverse.
I think he's, like, 50.
He's the Benjamin Button of acting.
But Billy Zabka kills it, man.
Yeah, Zabka's great.
You love him. I love him in this. Anyways.
He's really good.
If I wasn't a part of it, I would have been. I think because I'm a part of it, I'm less excited.
Yeah.
Does that make any
sense? Yeah, because you're trying to play the back and chill and be like, oh, no, it's dope. It's cool.
Like Steve Simone texted me today, Rambo 5 is coming out.
Uh-oh.
And
did they cast that yet? Because you might be in the running for that,
literally,
pal.
I rubbed one out right there in the parking lot. I'm so excited.
You got the news when you were in the car.
I got a little chubby.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyways, so I'm glad that that's going good. The show's great. I think the reviews are fucking stellar. The numbers are insane.
Yeah, so the ratings are good, right?
Oh,
more downloads than there's a lot more viewers on a lot of these online outfits.
But this is what's insane, though. It's not a Netflix show and it's not an Amazon show, which it already has an established base. You
yeah.
understand? People are literally signing up just because of this show.
Yeah.
And it's doing better, like, numbers-wise than most network shows.
Right.
You know, but I think there's a sense of nostalgia. I think what also makes it so successful is that fanboys were ready to jump all over it.
Yep.
And they're so happy about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost as if that because it's better than good and they expected it to be worse.
Right.
That they're even more ecstatic. I don't know, but it's definitely getting a buzz. It's definitely a phenomenon. And this has nothing to do with me being a part of it. You know that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I would never talk about something. I mean, I'm in the beginning of one, and I'm in 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8.
Awesome.
So it's not like I'm in every episode. You know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I'm in enough to where I'm a part of it, but I'm just saying it's a great fucking show, man.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of those guys. And they're great dudes. They're not only great dudes to work for, but the fact that you know, you could tell a lot from people about, like, with you. What did I say to you? Even though I knew you were a stand-up kid, and I consider you one of my closest friends,
yeah,
even though you're late, when I went home with you,
yeah,
and all of your boys are still tight with you, that means you got credibility.
Right.
You had 40-something years to be a scumbag.
Exactly, yeah.
And everybody's still friends with you.
Yeah.
Same with me.
Yeah.
It says a lot when those three guys have been friends that long, worked together. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
of course.
Those are the intangibles that men look for. That could be a good thing on the list if we think about it.
Yeah. And how would you word that?
Like the male codes, male intangibles.
Yeah.
Like the male intangibles.
We kind of touched one of those lists before. Like, you know.
Yeah, we did.
Was,
yeah, we did.
And
yeah,
it was
did.
About that. Almost like
a,
and it wasn't
yeah,
like
I had
a,
to shake
it wasn't
hands.
Like a bro code thing. It was more like a, you know, how to know to be a gentleman.
I'm past the point of you know, I'm proud of being a man. I'm glad I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm a man of Italian-American descent.
Yes.
European heritage.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of what I am.
Yeah.
I
know you are.
I'm gonna fucking do
it. It's good. I like that.
I was going to go somewhere, and I'm like, it's stupid.
I want to see where this is going to go. I look like I have a fucking robot face on this. I have... It's like, dude, let me tell you, man. I've just been downgraded. How does it look? I've been downgraded on this podcast so much, dude. I just become like an intern with obscured faces.
Stop being a hoe. All we do is talk about whatever the fuck you're up to.
That's it. It's just like
we got 2 hours.
I essentially.
Well, if you got here on time, you could have picked your seat.
I essentially am a fucking intern on this podcast.
Wait, let me hear this. What makes you an intern?
I spend all my time on the computer now. Fielding questions for you.
You haven't asked one.
Well, why hide the hair, Pete? There's one right there.
Okay, there you go. Watch, it'll be a lot to you. Guys, do me a favor. Please make Pete feel welcome. Dick Rider. Pete's a dick rider.
This is just...
Pete, come on, man.
But Karina over here, she's chimed in. She says,
You're the best co-host ever.
She said, huge Karate Kid fan, but I only really watched it because you are in it, Brett. Teehee. Ooh.
Thank you very much.
But ended up loving it. Few friends of mine watched it and loved it also. We also got someone else said that they binged the whole series and said it's phenomenal.
Dude, you'll love it.
So it's what, 10 episodes?
10 episodes.
That's great. That's great.
And they got some more shit down the pike that I think YouTube Red is playing it smart, you know? This is like something to put, this is the first show that they really promoted full.
Right.
But, I mean, it's worth it. And they have some other intellectual properties and shows that they're going to slowly release that are that good.
Yeah.
Different genres, but that good.
Yeah.
It's going to be well worth the whatever, $9 a month.
Yeah.
Or you could get YouTube TV, which comes with YouTube Red, but it's just like Sling, but you get a DVR and I think more sports channels.
Nice.
I should represent the company.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Thanks. I feel like an intern for YouTube Red. Bitch ass.
What about this trip to...
Your guns are amazing.
Just trip to Mexico.
No, let's talk about your trip because I don't want you to feel left out.
No, please.
After we were just talking about men.
Let's talk more about.
We'll go tip for tat because I gotta talk about that, and we also gotta hear the my adventure today at the. Proctologist.
Oh, we got that's an exclusive.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
That's an exclusive.
But getting back to you,
I've only had one encounter with the doctor like that. Well, we'll get to that.
Well, when you did your prostate. You did a show, because this was a show, it's a good segue.
Right.
You did another show for Women's Health in Calgary. Yeah, okay. And I'm 0 for 2 right now.
Yeah, yeah, but so because the show was on Saturday.
That's great, Pete. Let's talk about Cobra Kai some more.
Because the show was on Saturday, I wanted to do the morning TV thing on Friday. So basically, I flew up there on Thursday, and I needed to take one of the girls with me because it's three female comics.
Here, why don't you give me this and I'll read the question.
No, I got it.
So anyway, it was three female comics.
Right. So I
saw your lineup.
I brought up Annie Letterman with me early.
I love her.
To do the morning show.
She's one of the funniest people
on
the planet.
She's great.
And she's one of the rare comics that is funny on stage and funny off stage.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Because what you get a lot of comics that are funnier off stage, and on stage you can't really do it.
Right.
And there's very few that are funny on stage, but off stage you don't really have that personality.
Yeah.
She's always looking for
a funny angle on shit. Like,
she's really one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's really good. And so I knew Annie a little bit, but not too well. But it was fun, going up on this trip, and they take care of us up there. So in the morning we did the morning show. Who else was with you? So Deborah DiGiovanni and Sarah Tiana came up the day of the show.
All right.
So me and Annie had basically 2 days to kill. Our only responsibility was showing up for the morning breakfast TV show, which was funny because Annie, we were talking about, I was here the last time doing the blue ball. She's like, yeah, girls have to check the guys' balls. It was like breakfast TV. So when they were done, they were like, wow, you guys really snuck a couple in there. And Annie was like, after we walked out of the studio, she's like, shut up, bitch. I'm just doing my job. I'm just being funny. Like, like this lady was kind of implying like we were being too edgy for breakfast.
That's why she's ride or die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why she's at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, she's great. So the next day we had, so after we.
Wait, really quick before we get into this, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Don't you realize, I mean, because you're around enough comics. You can always tell a Comedy Store comedian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Comedy Store comics have like a little, there's a grittier edge to it, and to them as people. You know what I mean? She's not being polished and not saying exactly what she's thinking is is like, that's who she is. Like, she she doesn't have a filter. And it's not like some people are like, like, can be annoying with that feature of not having a filter. She doesn't have a filter in such a good way to where you're going to get exactly what she had told me. She goes, I never grew up thinking like that we were supposed to be lying to each other. She's like, so my instinct was always just to say what's on my mind and just
But she's
be truthful.
Also East Coast kid.
Yeah.
She's also from the Northeast,
like,
right?
Philadelphia, yeah. Like outside Philly.
So there's still that there is that directness.
She has the East Coast edge, the East Coast attitude, but also the, you know, those years of
Would you
know,
also agree or disagree?
Yeah.
That men and women in that region communicate way better. I actually read this I remember years ago I did a show for MTV. And they were reading, I mean, again, this isn't superfluous. It has a point. So we had one of the highest rated shows. It was a wrestling show. It was WSX.
Yeah.
And we were on MTV 1, 2, and Latino MTV as well. But we had the highest rated show since Beavis and Butthead.
Whoa.
Right? So then, whoa. Oh, yeah. So then, oh.
I was trying to find my impression.
That was good.
It's been so long. Highest rated. No,
oh, yeah. Touch it. I just love it. So, anyways, so I started talking to one of the execs about it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm a huge Beavis and Butthead fan.
Yeah.
And I was told that statistically, Beavis and Butthead, was the show was highest rated amongst males from 15 to like 30.
Yeah.
Other than our show, when wrestling. But women, it was rated so low with women, except in the East Coast region. In the Upper East Coast, the men and women both had the same, they both liked it the same.
That's great.
And I could see that. Because, like, I don't know if it's just Italian women, Irish women, Jewish women from that area.
Yeah. Cause
the, you know, that there's that little directness with them.
Yep.
You know, but you're not, they just, you know, it's like, I think that maybe that's why... she fits in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways,
exactly.
Whatever.
But yeah, so she has that East Coast, you know, vibe to her. So the next day we had the show. So we had all Friday. We're just hanging out, whatever. The next day, oh, that's another thing too. She told me she wanted to get weed. So I get
weed. Why you putting her on blast?
I get it. She's fine with it. So I get her weed, but she doesn't.
Where'd you get weed?
She doesn't smoke any of it the first day because she just wants to hang out. So I'm in my hotel room with like a quarter of weed, and I'm like, I can't waste this. Like, do I, you know, so I try rolling joints and walking around. So I'm like getting high on weed.
And you're watching and you're looking at like, you must have.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, I was going to say the country up there. Is
beautiful. It's beautiful.
Must have blown your mind.
So the day of the show, one of the owners of the venue was like, listen, dude, you know, the day before he was like,
did you get high and bust a freestyle?
No. He goes,
did
dude,
you spit
we
lyrics?
should go to Banff. You should see Banff. And it's a place I've always wanted to visit. Like when I brought Mike Young and those guys up last time, Mike wanted to go up there. But it was like the middle of the winter. I'm like, dude, we're not going up there. So the owner offered. He was like, I'll take you and Annie up to Banff, this national park. We go up there. We take a gondola all the way up to the top of this mountain. Then you just walk up these like wooden.
Dude, it sounds
like
you and Annie had a nice romantic vacation. Is Whitney okay with this?
Yo, me and Annie took photos together up there, and it looks like I'm about to like propose. Like there's just mountains everywhere, but we're just like, dude, it was so funny. So we just had like a mind blowing time. Like it was so honestly, Brett. There are a few things that you see naturally in nature,
buddy,
that are overwhelmingly.
But you do get excited.
About dude!
Things. Like you could leave a place and then you're like talking about it forever.
Oh,
and then,
dude!
Then it goes away.
Yeah,
buddy, I went up. Have you seen Jersey City lately? Oh, buddy, come on,
bro! They got these new sidewalks,
I'm
bro.
I'm gonna move there from LA, bro.
Dude,
I'm fucking serious.
Look at this picture she posted. It looks like we're in heaven,
buddy. Buddy, I'm not even kidding you, buddy. Have you been on Hauser? Dude, those buildings were like from the 20s. They refurbished all of them, buddy. Like, serious? I'm thinking about buying one.
Bro,
I'm thinking about hosting a dodgeball tournament, making that money, like making like 400 grand, and then just, buddy, just buying a building on Hauser. Buddy. I'm not even kidding. Mind blown.
Dude, but it was great.
So
was
now you're
time.
On Banff for
we had, buddy.
It's on my list, buddy. Rome.
We came, we came back at
Israel. And Banff.
Then we had the we came back. We did the show, and before we did the show, I took them to dinner. And Sarah Tiana and Deborah DiGiovanni came, and they were like super hungry. So I brought them to this restaurant that they were going to take care of us. You know, And Sarah's like,
so you should just told the story where you're a gentleman and no woman at your table pays.
No one
paid. By the
way,
I want to tell you a story when I said that I got accused of being sexist, but go ahead.
So anyway, the guy fucking, you know, it's one of those things where they cook all the food on the thing in the center, like the Asian dude.
Yeah, Benihana's.
So we had some sushi and then like some Kobe beef.
Did they sing happy birthday to you and flip the shrimp
on
your head?
No. They did that last time. They were throwing stuff at us last time. But I think because I was with girls, they didn't want to do it. But when I was with like Santino and those guys, we were like idiots. We're like, yeah. Throw it in my mouth. We're catching shrimp.
Wait, really quick. Just the way you were grown.
Yeah.
Okay, the way you were grown up. Yeah. You know, whatever, raised. And same here. I was always taught that when there's a lady at the table, they don't pay.
Yeah, of course.
Even if it's just me and 15 of them.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to figure it out.
If there's couples now.
Right. That's when you can.
Right. Like if people are chopping it up, then you know, because you don't want to disrespect another man.
Right.
But he's not making. Like if we're all sitting there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if there's like family, it's different. Even though I would pick it up. But, you know, I think there was one time when we got to a little of a debate. But anyways, is that considered sexist? Like any of the women, feel free to chime in on this.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I said that one time and I got called, like, you know, somebody like accused me of being a misogynist for that.
What, for thinking it's the guy's responsibility to pay for
any woman at the table?
Right, right. I don't think that's.
I mean, most women would be like, yeah, sure, pay for me.
Right, right, right.
But I'm saying, I mean, there's definite rules like. If you're out of town and Whitney comes over because she hangs out with my wife and we go out to eat, I treat her as if you were there,
yeah,
and vice versa, so,
right?
You know, she, you know, that's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, you take care of it that way.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I've been in situations where I would show up to a restaurant in Vegas with people. We were doing an event or something, and it's me and like 15 girls.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm on the hook for this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
in my mind,
but
I'm
still,
like,
that's still different, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to ask any of them to do anything. So right. I literally just go to like.
If it's friends, cousins, then you're on the hook.
Yeah.
How do I say it? Like in other words, if I was doing a show and then there were showgirls there in Vegas and then they're all like, we're going to meet at this dinner and then I'm not going to pay $4,000.
Right, right, right.
But if it's like me. Another girl comic that's there on my word,
right?
You know, or you know, a cousin.
Oh, for sure.
Or somebody's girlfriend or my wife's friends.
Yeah.
Now, my question though is that an Italian thing or is that really etiquette? I don't know.
I don't know. Because
I thought agita was a real word for.
I mean,
is anybody comment?
No one's chiming in on this.
Maybe it's too late.
Anna D says that no, it's not sexist, Goombas. That's radical feminism at its worst. A gentleman always offers to pay for dinner. Mike Ricardio says, yes, it's sexist. I just pay secretly and pretend it was on the house. That's not bad.
I need a pat on the back.
Yeah, yeah. And there needs to be something.
There's got to be some type of acknowledgement.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You know,
and
it's got to do the thing where you're like, it was no big deal. Don't worry about it. But they still got to know.
And then Kevin Storch says, is Asbury happening? So that's his two cents on.
Kevin, we got to make it happen. I think Asbury was upset. I was trying to get our W-9 forms to them, and for some reason it wasn't coming through, but we got to make that happen again.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Kev? Fuck that. Find another venue, man.
Yeah.
I had Dino reach out to me in Point Pleasant,
but
it wasn't for the summer.
The summer is not the best time to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let's make that happen.
Yeah. Because basically in the summertime, the clubs...
When the weather is hot.
When the weather's nice. I used to love that song. In the summertime. In Jersey, the summertime, the ticket sales are less because people don't want to go inside and watch a comedy show at 8 o'clock because like, the sun is still kind of up
and they had a beautiful day.
You know what I mean?
So let's plan on like January or February.
Yeah, dude, those are the shows that are fun.
Let me call him and see what we can get in.
Yeah, early. See what's up with Dino.
He's doing good, man.
Yeah.
Dino?
We were just talking about Dino a couple weeks ago.
All right. Okay, but you might... May 18th and 19th. I'm in Hasbrook Heights.
Hasbrook.
There might be a Petey Boy Jones sighting. We're still working on it.
Dude, you know, I'm going to
Either way, he's going to be there
for
a guest set.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, I picked up a job in New York City on the 17th during the daytime, so I'm going to be up there.
Dude,
I'm
stay
be
with,
up around
crash
there.
With me, man.
Yeah.
Because I got the room that night. My mom gets in on Friday morning.
Ooh. So, that might be a good call.
Yeah, you can crash with me there, and maybe we can hit some mics.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, I'll take care of you.
I'd be down with that.
Sunday, though, here's the deal. If you're in Philly, shout out to Vinny, Sofio, and Iannelli's bakery on Passyunk. But if you're in South Philly on Sunday the 20th, I was going to go down there. The Italian feast is happening with the grease pole, all the food in South Philly. It's a fucking, it's amazing. I'm trying to get down there because my mother's with me, but now we might be doing a family thing all on Sunday because now all the family's coming, you know?
Yeah.
So I might not, but if you're in Philly, go check that out, man. It's the Italian feast. It's on Market Street where Rocky ran.
Jimmy Leonard is wondering, Chicago's shows soon or what?
What's I just was in Chicago. I was in Addison, but I'm not going to officially announce it yet. But we're working on taping my special in Chicago in November.
Wow.
The new one.
Ray DeJean.
Not Principal's Office.
Word up.
Which everybody should go to brettcomedy.com and watch.
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia really did. You know, Chris tweeted out. I didn't even know he was going to do it because I guess he watched it. And he was like, this is one of the best specials. He's very complimentary.
Did you get a D'Elia bump?
I got a huge D'Elia bump.
Yeah, dog.
I got a huge one.
Can you talk? I mean, you don't have to give numbers like as far as like money or whatever, but like how did this grand experiment go as far as the viewers that saw the actual special?
Here's what happened.
Can you tell how many people have watched the special?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I had to switch players. I was originally on Vimeo because this is a trial and error thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody had ever done this.
Right.
So I set it up on Vimeo on my website. Because it was the only player that could do 4K. Uh-huh. YouTube couldn't do 4K. So I had about 15,000, 20,000 views on that.
Yeah.
And then my guy's like, why aren't you putting a YouTube player in there, dude? So we took the Vimeo out mm-hmm. with all those counts. And now I'm up to like 16,000 since March.
Oh, nice. On YouTube?
On YouTube now. So we've had the YouTube player in there because we're going to try and monetize that with the numbers. So it should have been at like almost 50,000.
Right.
But it's only at 17,000, I think, now.
Okay.
So there you go with that. As far as the donations came, most people bought shirts, but I definitely didn't make the money back.
Right.
But whatever. It wasn't about that. It was more of an experiment. The other thing is that thing lives forever out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you guys watch it and you want to download it and own it, you can buy it. But the responses have been great, man. I mean, I think I got 5 dislikes. Somebody shit on me because of the podcast with Sam.
Yeah.
God, man. People.
Oh, on the.
yeah, he's like, this guy's a prick. I'll never touch anything. And I'm like, well, how the fuck do you know to come here then? And then. I'm sorry. I don't think the Earth is flat, but the other thing. And then somebody said I've seen a comic do this before, and then somebody was like, "What? There's not
I've seen
any
this,
comic
bro.
With any material."
I've seen this, dude.
Dude, I've seen somebody joke. About
I've
the
seen
podcast.
This guy. No, dude, I've seen this.
Come
work.
On, Delonte.
A guy comes out with a microphone and starts talking to the people so, about things and making them laugh. I've seen it, bro.
But there was a big bump from Burr.
Yeah.
But most people are getting it through my YouTube page and not my website. So, you know, I'm missing the money on that. But whatever.
Oh, it's
who cares?
All good. So people can search your name in that special and it'll come up
it's
on
YouTube.
It's
coming up on YouTube. That's why I put it on Vimeo.
But isn't there a way you could make that link a private link or something to where you have to get the link from? Like, you can't search it. You can do it to where they have to go to your website and then click it.
But then I'm still missing those views on YouTube.
Right.
You
okay.
know what I mean? Like, if they put it in Google, my website comes up.
Gotcha.
But if they're searching me on YouTube, this special comes up.
Right. Technology, like, you know, whatever, man. We're all just trying to catch up.
Dude, listen. The key is that I just want people to listen to it.
Yeah.
I want people to listen to it. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I have that Blackie Johnson bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that? And somebody sent me an email about it. And they were like, yo, it was funny. But it was, of course, a white person. Then I'm like, I did that in honor of the stadium at Iowa State. There was the first black guy to play, I think, against Minnesota, that he actually died from injuries received from that game. And that was my way of, like, honoring it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what motivated it, because I was there, and I'm like, God, it's fucking annoying. Like, you're pissed off about it. And then I'm like, they were probably mad at how good he was, you know?
Right.
Took it that way. And then I got a couple other emails about the special again. Then I started to realize that's how I pay homage to shit.
Yeah.
Like, because somebody was like, it was all positive. It was more positive, but the jokes about my father and my brother and stuff. It's like, if I hear something, Like, it just dawned on me answering his email going, yeah, I did that in honor. I paid homage to somebody. And then I realized that I just made that's how we do it. Like, I don't write poetry or songs.
Yeah, you don't graffiti a wall. You do a joke about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But again, even if it's something fucked up, that's the way we comics honor it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's like when you're with your friends. I posted this video. Oh, what I posted on, people don't realize how far me and Sam go back. There was a video that I posted when I'm
driving. Oh, I saw that
driving.
When you guys were driving.
I got a lip in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a young Sebastian in the back.
Yeah.
And Sam is sleeping.
Yeah, you got a good dip in your mouth.
He looks like Gandalf. Yeah. Like, he sleeps with his fucking eyes open. Anyways, whatever. That's the story. I don't know how we got here. But no, to answer your question, it's been a great response. Nobody's ever done it, so I know a couple of comics are going to take a cue from me because they've asked me some questions.
Yeah,
and I've literally made a shortcut for them.
Good,
because I'm the trial and error guy right now.
Yeah,
but I just, you know, like I said, it'll always live there. I'm never going to pull it down.
So, dude, what happened? Now, before we get to the doctor appointment, you went to Mexico. We didn't really talk about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Mexico. You took the wife out.
We went to Punta Mita,
which just sounds so dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's just like, you know, Punta Mita.
I told you about it, though.
No,
because I asked you to go.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't ask me to go.
Pete, I said, would you want to go? And you said you couldn't go.
What are you talking about?
I'm dead serious.
You never mentioned this to me, but go on.
That's
tell me.
Bullshit. I told you that.
Tell me what you're talking
about. I'll tell you off air why you said you couldn't go.
Okay. You know, all right, but tell me. But tell me about the trip.
We just went. We had this room, this thing that we got.
Was it one of the all-inclusive deals?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Far from that.
And nothing's included.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just fucking, yeah. Pete.
Yeah, you have to pay extra for a door on your room.
We dropped $60 on fucking sunscreen.
Yeah. That's how it is down
there,
man.
Actually, Jerry did.
Yeah. Gotta come prepared.
I ended up dropping $30 on Imodium.
So tell me about the trip. So how'd it go?
It was great, man. It was fucking awesome, bro. We were actually it's north of it'll come to me again. Puerto Vallarta.
Oh yeah.
So the Inspirato picked us up, took us there. We had this room with like this house with like five rooms.
That's amazing.
But
Inspirato, those joints.
We just did the couples. Jaunts. We did the couples thing.
Nice.
It was good, man. We had three nights, me and the wife, and you know. It was fun, man. We needed it. It was a good time, man.
That's good, dude. Yeah. Were you I'm always aware of not drinking. You know, you have to make sure you're drinking filtered stuff.
I'm not drinking alcohol at all.
No, I'm saying water. I'm saying ice, water.
Yeah, it's everything.
And then another one is the salads, because you got to make sure that they're cleaning the greens with filtered
water.
It's
all right.
Because I've had people get sick.
We didn't get, none of us got sick.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
But we got the Imodium anyways, but that was for another reason.
Frigiano says you can get cheap roids in Mexico.
Yeah, dude, they sell them in the airport, actually. They have a, really? Yeah, they have a pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy.
But you still got to take them into the country.
Yeah, you got to know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, it's like they sell bottles of Tess.
Yeah,
you know about that shit. You've been stacking.
Different.
You look like you got a little Winnie V stack with a little Tess.
But, I mean, that's the thing, though. When you, in our country, like, the doctor, like, writes a prescription, you can't even fucking understand it. You take it to the pharmacy, you get what you need. In Mexico, when you have that opportunity to not have what the doctor tells you to get, if you don't know what you're talking about, you're fucked. Like, I don't know. I don't know what medicines are called.
You have the stuff for the
allergies, or I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, I don't know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's not that, you know, dude, I'm saying if you could get some good stuff there. But you got to bring it across.
What's D-ball?
D-ball?
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Frigiano. Frigiano was just a little juice head back in the day.
I thought it was one of my... Well, it is one of my friends, but I meant like...
Yeah.
One of my friends from back in the day.
D-ball.
Winnie V, Prima Bowling. Nice. You need to take some estrogen blockers.
Did you guys do any activities?
Don't worry
any,
about what
any,
we did.
Any parasailing?
Fucking
any...
worked out. That's all we did.
Yeah. Did you go surfing?
Mo, we ate fucking chicken breasts and worked out all day, Mo.
Broccoli and chicken breasts?
Did a couple of cycles.
Brown rice?
No, yeah, we you know what? We did the boogie boards. My wife really liked that.
Yeah.
And then just had nice dinners, man. We went to this one place. It's off the... I got to show you pictures, man. I think it's on my Instagram. It's definitely on my wife's Instagram.
Yeah.
Where we went out to dinner on this place on the beach. But this it's like a boutique resort.
Yeah.
It's breathtaking, man. And there's like 30 people staying there.
That's great.
Where we ate on the beach, it was five tables. The beautiful part is, it's like, it's not crazy priced.
Yeah, that's good.
It was cheaper than the Cheesecake Factory.
Jeez.
We had, this is what I ate. I had a lobster. We did the seafood grill. Came with a lobster. Came with a couple oysters. Couple shrimp.
Nice.
A piece of swordfish. All fresh caught. We had the octopus. The whole, my wife was gagging, but it was delicious. I mean, it was like real.
How'd they do the octopus? Did they chop and grill it? Yeah,
no. It was the fucking tentacles.
The whole, yeah.
The suckers, everything.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
With drawn butter. What else did we have? We had the shrimps. We had the, anyways, the whole thing was like, between me and her, was like $40-$45.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So amazing.
And you know, you're thinking that alone is $1.50.
Yeah,
the lobster alone was $60 if you were over here. It was pretty good, man. All the food was, and then they had this Asian restaurant at the W Resort that we ate at, which was pretty dope. But whatever, who cares?
Mexico's good.
Got my butt finger today.
Yeah, so let's talk about the finger in your butt.
Got my ghouli violated.
Now the
did you guys call it a ghouli or ghouliti or anything like that?
Kulu is one. Kulu. And then like ghouli, there's like a G one.
Yeah, that's the ghouliti.
Yeah.
A little butt.
But anyway, you know, they've gone back and forth for years, not for years, but recently of like, do you need to do it when you're 50 or 40?
I didn't get the prostate.
In the middle. Right, but it's the idea of like, you know, they just want to eventually between your 40s and your, you know, when you're getting up there, someone needs to manually inspect your butt just to make sure nothing is going wrong. Right.
Yeah, just had a birthday.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, buddy, happy birthday, dude!
Thanks.
I didn't even fucking send you a message, and I realized it was like the day after. I'm sorry,
your bitch ass dad celebrates his birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, buddy! Another year.
Are people still watching? How many we got?
We got some people here, dude. Michelle just checked in. She says, "I love seeing you on Cobra Kai." Bill Ryan says, "What does the Ochoa puss taste like?"
A what?
Octopus, like the.
It tastes great, man.
Bill Ryan says, "I want a salad."
And salad.
Adam Coffey says, "Holding strong," meaning he hasn't gone in yet.
Oh, dude, just get it done.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I came? No, here's the thing that sucks.
Yeah.
So they put you on a table, and you have to put your legs to your chest.
Yeah.
Right? So he goes in, and I had to see, because, you know, he's really looking.
Yeah.
And, but he's talking to me. You know?
Yeah.
He's making jokes and shit. And, you know, I think he's doing that to try and relax you. But
it makes it worse, dude.
Yeah. And then the thing is, it's weird. Would I want a girl to do this or a guy to do this? And I don't know.
I had a guy doing it, and then the nurse, this like older black lady, is just shucking it up. She's doing all butt bits.
Really?
Like trying to make me laugh. And I'm like, this is the worst experience of my life. Like, I'm not going to be laughing right now. Well, if anything, I'm clenching harder on this poor guy's finger.
Well, that's basically, so he put in a baby scope in my fucking butt.
Okay.
But it wasn't a full one. It was the one they use on kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry, this, you know. And he pushes it in, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
You know? And then he's in there, and he's like, well, you look good. You know, you have to, you know, he's whatever it was. I don't need surgery, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Then he takes it out, and he just throws me a towel. like hey, clean
yourself up.
You're embarrassing yourself. Nate Blond. I was talking to Nate Blond about it. I just shouted him out. Threw me a towel. Just get out of here, you fucking whore.
Frigiana says, I asked for two fingers.
Yeah. No, man, it was pretty rough. And then the guy, he's like, I'll call you in 2 weeks. Like, I felt used. I was ashamed.
Yeah.
We'll bring you back in a month. Let me see how it's going. Yeah. He's just dismissive.
Yeah.
I'm there cleaning myself up.
Not making like a return appointment.
Like a $2.
Yeah. Yeah. Divoli just said he was checking and he's got to run. But Pete, thanks for stopping by and saying
thanks,
what's
Petey
up.
Thanks, Petey boy.
We love you, PD. Bobby Santiago, you were awesome as Cousin Louie.
A lot of vowels on our board today.
Oh, dude.
Just, yeah, Pete hasn't watched the full Cobra Kai yet, so we can't talk about
it. I haven't been there. No spoilers.
And he hasn't seen Infinity War yet either.
Yeah. So how did you like that movie?
Fucking tremendous.
At what point are there too many superheroes in a movie?
I don't think ever.
Really?
Not in this.
It's not hard to keep track of all these people.
Buddy,
not
at all.
It's like the Wu-Tang Clan. There's just too many members. It's like, I can't. Who am I supposed to pay attention to?
The Wu-Tang Clan would have defeated Thanos.
Yes.
It was great, man. There was some stuff they kept to the comics, some things they've changed.
Yeah.
You know, but it was really good, man. Groot, little Groot was funny. It's great comedy, man. I don't want to ruin it, but it's really good. I'll just say Spider-Man went out like a hoe.
Yeah, really?
Started crying and shit.
I heard you mention this earlier to Mike Schmidt in the other room there. So Spider-Man
starts crying.
Oh, really? Well, he's like a kid. I mean, he's like the proper kid. Well, he's young.
He should have put himself in that situation.
Are you victim blaming Spider-Man?
He put himself in a situation. She know. I'm just saying, you go in, you go in. Take it. Everybody else took it.
Oh, Bobby Santiago says, hey, Brett, is Tony Puerto Rican or Italian, LOL? Do we mean Tony the roller skater?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I believe he was Italian. Either way, had a mustache.
Yeah, might be a mix.
He smelled of Dracar.
Yeah.
And he was wearing Cavaricci, so it doesn't matter. You could fill in the blank. Greek, Italian, Latino.
So, dude, after you got your butt checked there, Did you commit to the follow-up appointment?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to do any of the butt stuff. He just wants to talk to you?
Yeah, he wants to see, you know, let's see what the... Because there was some type of it was nothing major. He's like, we don't need to do surgery.
Yeah, there was some trauma, some...
He probably did it himself and then blame me for it.
Yeah, you have a tear. It's like, no, you just did that.
Yeah, you just hurt me. Dude, I was nauseous. I don't know if that happened to you.
No, the whole thing was uncomfortable.
Nate told me he threw up.
Yeah.
But I was nauseous. And then he put the baby thing in there. And I'm thinking, if a baby's taking this, like, then you're thinking, like, you know, you have a whole new respect for porn stars and gay dudes.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It feels so unnatural to have something going in the other way.
But I'm saying, you got to respect the game.
Yeah.
For a chick to take that or a gay dude is like, I mean, I don't know. That's painful.
Yeah, it was legit painful. The only thing that felt good was him taking it out. I felt like I was pooping his fingers out of my butt.
Ugh.
Or finger, whatever they do.
God, no wonder they make the big money.
Yeah.
Looking at somebody's hairy.
It's so gross.
So bad. Clean yourself up.
Well, dude, let's talk about...
let's do our top 10 list.
If we have, you know, Carlos sent me some good list ideas, but if anyone watching here on Facebook Live in the studio has any ideas, you can go ahead and let us know. Carlos gave me good... Should I read these?
Yeah, sure.
Because these are pretty cool. I definitely want to get to most of these at some point.
Well, then save
top.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. We got
shout out to Carlos Rodriguez.
He's our fucking list master.
Yeah. By the way, his booty hole is tight too.
Yo, you know what? One that he sent me is a pretty good idea. Is top 10 redheads. That's pretty funny.
That's strong. Guys or girls?
Just top 10 redheads.
So Bill Burr is number one.
Bill Burr. Molly Ringwald's got to be up there somewhere.
Ann Margaret. But wait, she wasn't a real redhead.
I'll put...
Ginger from...
I'll put Conan on that list.
Conan, yeah.
Yeah, Conan's redheaded.
That's a strong list.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett.
I'd fight to put Santino on the list. I love
Cheeto
that.
Santino's on the list, dude. Cheeto Santino is on the list. You want to do it?
I think that's a fun one, dude.
We just nailed it. Fucking Ron Howard.
Let's do it. Because that's a fun... That's
or
a
what,
fun...
what else did he have? Let's see what else.
All right, so we have top 10 villains.
Of what? Of all time?
Yeah. Okay. Top 10 serial killers, which you got to put fucking... what's his name? Dahmer. This got to be number one.
No.
Why not? Top 10 serial killers is kind of topical because they finally caught the Golden State Killer.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's some Italian
white guy?
It's some fucking old Italian guy.
No.
Yeah. I think he's Italian.
Get out
of here.
His
last name is like D'Angelo or something.
No, you got to Wikipedia that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll look it up right now.
That's not an Italian thing to do.
It's not.
So it's an Amerigan thing to do.
But, dude, do you know how they caught the guy?
So, white bread mayonnaise.
The way that they caught this guy.
Do you know where that came from, white bread mayonnaise?
No.
Like, I guess, what the fuck? Frank Spadone told me that they call it a manja cake where he's from in Canada.
Yeah.
For regular white people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was because, like, during when they worked on the construction sites, like the Italians broke out, you know, fucking they're eating goddamn galamad and brisket and shit. And then all the regular like Americans would eat sandwiches, but the bread was so thick it looked like cake.
Yeah.
But they would also call them white bread mayonnaise because they would just have these white bread sandwiches.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, you know, we have a fucking feast.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Guy has a little fucking pasta with lenticchia on his break.
So the dude's fucking chowing on the white
a
bread.
Yeah, this guy's eating a piece of cake or something, they thought. And this guy's, you know, they're sitting there.
Dude, I don't know listen to this guy's name. It's got to be Italian. Joseph James D'Angelo Jr., especially with the junior on there, because you know Joe Sr. was like, naming him after me. Joseph James D'Angelo Jr.
Where was he from, San Francisco?
No, he was, they caught him outside Sacramento. Now, this guy had a couple, dude, this guy was so good.
Let me see, if I look at him, I'll tell you.
All right, let's see, here's a mugshot. Hold on a second. Hey, you know, I'm going to image Joe D'Angelo so you can see.
And they're 100% sure they got him.
Oh, yeah.
Or did he turn himself
in? No. They caught this guy.
Let me see what he looks like.
They caught this guy. All right, this is him.
Let me see.
This dude.
Look at this. Yeah. He's Italian. He's got the chains.
Yeah. Those are shackles. That's not a bracelet. Those are handcuffs.
His shirt's just three buttons. Yeah. He's got a
pinky ring
on.
He's
got a fucking horn.
Yeah.
That's it. He did it.
He just talks with an underhand. Yeah,
you see him. Whoa, like,
oh,
fuck.
What do you want from me? Defense was, what do you want from me?
I didn't do anything. It's my fault. I lured him in. I was cooking. They smelled it. They came in.
This guy, though, dude, he was doing crimes. Now, dude, back then in like the 70s and stuff.
Can I be honest with you? I'm not really familiar with it.
All right, so.
Please tell me it was men and not. Right. Or was it women?
No. This guy had 50 rapes.
Oh,
and
fuck.
He killed like 12 people. Okay. But this guy, he was like terrorizing neighborhoods in like Southern California.
This motherfucker, right?
He was a cop at times, right?
But he would dress up as a cop.
No, yeah, well.
Or was he a cop?
No, he was actually a cop.
What the fuck?
So he was a cop in like two different towns. But he would do this thing where he would break into a house, right, with a couple sleeping. He would shine the light in the couple's face in the bedroom, just like storm the bedroom. Make the woman tie up the guy, right? And then he would tie up the woman, and then when she was tied up, he would go and tighten the guy's shit. He would separate them. He would take the guy into like the living room or something, make him lay down.
I don't need to hear this shit.
Okay.
So what happened to him?
So he would like do bad things. So for years, they didn't know who this guy was, to the point where he was doing these crime sprees all around California. They had different nicknames. Like down here, he was like the Victorville, you know, slaughterer. And up there, they were like, you know, it was all the same guy. So finally, Patton Oswalt's wife, who passed away, she was like really researching this. She was the one that actually dubbed the guy the Golden State Killer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because she was like, look, it's like almost like branding. It's like you got to assign all of these crimes. Like they were able to connect it to one person
who was doing the same thing.
To the same thing. So this is the guy, the Golden State, you know, whatever. So she actually helped get, you know, more attention back to this case. So cold case people were like, how are we going to fucking figure? We can't figure this out. It was the biggest unsolved serial killer situation ever. So basically what happened was they had some DNA, a DNA sample from the guy, from the killer, from like the early 80s or something. What they did was they submitted it to one of those, you know, 23andMe companies, okay, as like a fake person. They were just like, yeah, here's my DNA and this is my name. So they get all these results back that connect him to all of his great-great-great-great-grandparents. So then they had to reverse engineer the fucking family trees to find out, like, you know, they knew he came from these grandparents like three times away in like the early 1800s. They had to fucking go all the way down his family tree to match and eliminate all these different people. They finally zeroed in on this motherfucker. They set up a sting where they collected like a discarded like soda can or something from him. They checked the DNA from that versus the fucking Golden State Killer, and it was him. Exact match. So they finally got him.
Man.
Yeah, dude.
How the fuck did you remember all that shit?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fascinating. It's a fascinating case, you know, and it's just pretty amazing that they got the guy. He definitely, dude. He's 74. He has like two kids and a wife. Like he thought he was out. He thought he was just not going to get busted, and they fucking got him. And a lot of the crimes were pretty gruesome. Like he would terrorize people. You know.
Dude, we got some top 10 redhead shit going on.
Oh, do we? Oh, wait.
Bill Ryan says Patton was so proud of his wife for writing the story about the killer and not having him keep it a cold case. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Bobby Santiago says Ron Weasley from Harry Potter is strong. Anna D's Nuts goes top 10 comedians who eat like kids. Carlos, number one. Ray DeJohn, Brett, top 10 redheads. Courtney Gaines.
Oh, it was Whitney from Courtney Gaines is strong, dude.
And Hans from The Burbs.
Yeah.
Hans was in Colors, too.
Dude, Courtney Gaines was in, you ever see the Memphis Belle? That was a good movie. Dude, that's a good movie. Memphis Belle's like World War II bombers. You know, they were doing those.
Good call, Milt Bill. Mayonnaise was on The White Shadow. That's a good call. Remember, you don't remember that shit.
No. But, dude, Courtney Gaines, that's a strong one. I like Courtney Gaines.
Let's do top 10 redheads.
Top 10 redheads. That's funny because we have other ones.
I already said Jennifer Licardi Spinks said Ginger from Gilligan's Island. I agree.
Oh.
Red Buttons, strong call.
Dude, so what is the Ginger? What is her name?
Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
I thought you said the actress's name.
Oh,
if you don't know it, it's fine.
I know it. I think I know it.
I'm going to
Tina Marie? Oh, no, that's a freestyle singer.
Dude, there's a big freestyle show. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're still on.
Pinky was in a Ginger Power. Pinky Tuscadero. Bob, she was a brunette.
I'm just going to start listening.
Tina Louise, that's who it is.
That's the girl from Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot. Who else you got?
I got Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, I think, is
he's top five ginge.
Is worth it.
Bill Burr, top five ginge.
Yeah.
I'm putting
Santino on the list for now.
Yeah, Cheeto Santino. Oh, you know who's gorgeous is the chick from Mad Men.
Oh yeah, Christina Hendricks.
Dude, your mouth. What are you doing with your mouth right now? You're making noises.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, Joey, what's up, man? Joey Nada.
Christina Hendricks, yeah. Who else is? Who else would be a good redhead?
All right, who do we got?
I got Ginger from Gilligan's Island, Tina Louise.
Uh-huh.
I got Conan. I got Ron Howard, Bill Burr, Cheeto Santino, Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks is dope.
Yeah, you know she married a comedian, right? Wasn't the guy from her boyfriend's like a comedic actor?
Who?
He's like I can't think of who it is.
Hold on, I'm gonna look.
Yeah.
Don't stop with the mouth noises. I'm gonna kill. I can't believe this guy.
Who?
It's Joseph DeAngelo guy. Oh come on, man! What's going on with you?
My sounds.
Yeah.
Yo. So who else? What other redheads are there? What about the kid from? Christmas Story? Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks.
H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S.
Oh, no, we got, Hans from the Burbs.
Hans from the Burbs?
Yeah, Hans.
It's the same kid, right?
I think so. Yeah, man, Christina Hendricks is beautiful.
Molly Ringwald.
Ringwald's strong.
Because, I mean, dude, she was just doing it for so long. She was, you know.
Maron. You see the size of this girl's breasts?
Yeah. Molly Ringwald.
Those got to be real.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's. Can you see the husband?
Let's see. Oh, that guy's great. That's a dude from Super Troopers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's tremendous.
Yeah. Worked out for him.
I love that guy. Good for him.
Yeah.
He did well. He joined our club.
So let me take a look at some of the other redheads that we could think of. I could search on this.
Redheads. Yeah, you look on there. All right, we got Howdy Doody, Carrot Top.
Ooh, does Carrot Top make this list?
Let's see. Carrot Top could make this list. I think we lost some viewers. Jessica Rabbit. That's strong. Nicole Kidman. You know what? I'm so
stupid.
Nicole
Kidman,
I'm so stupid, man. I was going down when all the new ones are up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, somebody put Reba McEntire and Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
I don't do that one. Who's Juliana Ball? Oh, Lucille Ball's number one.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't a real redhead.
She wasn't a real redhead?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Julianne Moore. She's great. Great actress.
You got all kinds of shit going on with you. Who's Julianne Moore?
Julianne Moore, she was in, like, you know, was in Magnolia.
Hey, Meat Sauce, I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be in Jersey 18th and 19th in Hasbrook Heights. But I'm going to be in Long Island as well coming up in September.
That's Julianne Moore.
Oh, I know who that is. Yeah,
she's good. She's a great actress. Really good actress.
Lindsay Lohan, Don Boyajai. How do you say that, Don?
Jessica
Chastain.
Oh, Don,
what are you doing? Of course. Hey, sweetie. Lindsay Lohan, strong.
Oh, man.
Red Fox. That's a good call. You know, Red Fox and Malcolm X were both redheads.
Really?
Yeah. You know who else? Shit.
Jessica Chastain.
Somebody just wrote that. Anna D's Nuts said that. Irish Mickey Ward.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
I like that.
Anne Margaret is coming up as a redhead.
But I don't think she is. I think she dyed her hair. I read that.
I think a lot of women do. I think, what's her name? I think Nicole Kidman is naturally a redhead, and she dyes it blonde.
No, but I'm saying I think Anne Margaret dyed her hair red.
I think Jessica Rabbit should be on this list.
All right, you throw her on there.
I mean,
I'm not mad at that.
Lucille Ball. I mean, I think she's got to be.
Lucille Ball, we got to throw her in there.
Yeah, Lucille Ball's got to be on the list, dude. What about other guys? What about other guys? I'm just curious if we can think of any other guys.
What about Blake Griffin?
Yeah. Yeah, Blake.
So wait, look how hot Anne Margaret was back in the day, dude. She was so hot. I think Elvis clipped that. But see, doesn't she have dark hair here? Elvis had red hair. Did you know that?
What?
He used to dye it brown.
Get out of here.
Dead serious. He's not known for it. Let's see. Watch. I'll show you.
Dude, Courtney Gaines, I'm writing down for now. That's a great call. Courtney Gaines is awesome.
Who's Courtney Gaines again?
He's an actor. If you saw his
dude,
face.
Dude, what the fuck, man? You're making noises scratching and shit? You're like fucking nasty today.
Let me see if I can find that.
No, yeah, Elvis was born blonde and had medium brown hair by adulthood. He started dyeing it black, so he was a blonde kid. Thank you very much, man. I don't even know. Man.
Courtney Gaines was the kid in.
All right, get back to work. You're my intern.
Dude, look at that picture of Courtney Gaines. He was in like movie. He was like the redhead in like a bunch of 80s movies.
That's the dude from The Burbs.
Yeah, that's the dude from The Burbs.
And he was Malachi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Jason Garrett, too, head coach for the Cowboys.
Dude, we're definitely Courtney Gaines has got to be on this.
Yeah,
list.
Yeah, he's fucking top five.
Oh, he's such a
sardines, peanuts,
Children of the Corn, Can't Buy Me
he
Love,
wants you
The
too.
Burbs.
He was
Sweet
also
Home
in
Alabama.
Colors, man.
He was in Back to the Future.
He was in Colors. He was
Memphis Belle.
He was a Latino gangbanger in Colors, and it never made sense to me when they're at the house party. That Courtney Gaines is strong.
Hard Bodies.
Hard Bodies. I remember that movie. Dude, yeah, he was in everything.
Yeah, he was in a lot.
He's Franz or Hans from The Burbs, I think his name was.
Yeah.
All right, let's put him on. He's top five.
All right, so right now, check this out. So
Lucille Ball's number one.
Lucille Ball.
Wait, let me check to
one.
See if she was a real redhead.
Yeah, I mean.
Even if she wasn't, she put redheads on the map.
No, I think that we got to put her at number one. I think she either way, she's an honorary redhead or something. She's,
yeah.
You don't get much bigger than her. She was a redhead on black and white television.
All right, so go ahead. What do we got?
So I'm going to put her up at number one, okay?
Although her vivid red hair became her trademark, Lucy was actually a natural brunette. I knew that.
I'm going to put Bill Burr at number two.
Well, then, Bill, she's not a real redhead. We got it. All right, guys, chime in. This is a real debate here.
Well, what does it say? Is she not?
No, she's a brunette. She dyed her hair red. But she was known from Martin Abdullahad says Ginger Spice, which is good. Anna D's Nuts says Lois from Family Guy is strong. Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry's strong.
I mean,
Axl Rose was a redhead.
If you want to not put Lucille Ball on this list, I totally understand it.
Brett Midler.
What about was that your nickname when you were a Midler?
Yeah, Brett Midler. Ooh, whatchamacallit? Sean White?
Ooh, that's
Wilma Flintstone. This guy, Abdulahad with the fucking cartoon characters.
I think, dude.
Bobby Santiago rolls in Rocky Dennis. Abdulahad is strong with the redhead. Seth Green.
Yeah.
But Ray DeJean brings up a great point. Marilyn Monroe was actually a redhead when she was Norma Jean.
Wow.
Then we have Ginger Spice.
If Marilyn Monroe is a redhead, I mean.
Isla Fisher is another one.
So should we do.
Women redheads are beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out if Marilyn Monroe was a redhead.
Was Marilyn Monroe a redhead?
How do you spell Marilyn?
Oh, man. Let's see here. I think, Bill Burr is going to be near the top of this list. I think Molly Ringwald should go near the top of the list.
Yeah.
Bill Burr, like I said. I think Ginger from Gilligan's Island, Tina Louise.
Yep, Marilyn Monroe was naturally a redhead.
I think we should put her.
But she hid it, though. She wasn't proud of her gingerness.
Yeah. That's the thing. You have Marilyn Monroe, a natural redhead who went blonde, and that was what she was known for. And then you have Lucille Ball, who was a natural brunette, who went red, and that's what she was known for. So she kind of commandeered the redheadness in Lucille Ball, and Marilyn was hiding it.
So let's just put them on the side for now.
Okay. So right now, I'm going to put – I got Bill Burr number one right now.
As top redhead of all time?
Top redhead.
Of all time.
I mean, he's near the top.
I mean, he's definitely 21st century redhead.
Well, dude, I think Courtney Gaines is a great call. I think Molly Ringwald's a great call. I think Conan. And I think Tina Louise from Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah. Tina Louise was like the best.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender. All right. We got Prince Harry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so.
Prince Harry?
I mean, I know that he's a redhead, but come on. What's he doing? What's he doing for me lately? You're the son of a Princess Diana.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, let's go. What's our list?
Are we big fans of the monarchy in this podcast?
No, we're not.
I mean, buddy, I'm just saying. I'm just putting a little pushback on Harry.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. King George left a bad taste in my mouth.
I just, you know?
God, I still can't believe I made that stupid joke about the royal wedding years
buddy.
Ago. It came out so fucked up.
But like, that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But it was like, I didn't even follow through with the thought.
Yeah.
About the dynasty thing.
No, whatever.
Whatever. I mean, it's old news now, but it never manifests in anything. They might go back to 2006 if I become famous in 2019. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what made me think of this, but I caught some of the, was it a Dateline or something? And it was like, Meek Mill getting freed from prison.
For what? Was he in jail?
It was just like these, he kept getting caught up in these like probation violations, but they did like this Dateline NBC special about it. Like he was fucking, what's his name from South Africa? Like he was.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
Meek Mill is not free. Meek Mill is not free. He cannot even vote inside his own country.
Yeah.
Meek Mill is not free.
I mean, I'm glad Meek Mill is out, but let's.
Free Meek Mill.
So listen, let's start putting this list together.
Probably what is something stupid like weed.
No, basically what happened was he got busted on this probation. He basically did this thing back in the day. It was like a stupid crime. It wasn't anything crazy. He had like a gun on him or something. And
yeah.
So the judge, this is like 15 or 20 years ago.
Raquel Welch. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so the judge.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
Gave him the judge was like, listen, I'm not going to give you prison time. I'm going to give you like 20 years of probation or whatever.
Jesus.
And she would be, and then he becomes like a touring rapper and all this stuff. And she would be like putting restrictions on him. And then if he would do these, what they call minor technical violations to your parole or whatever,
yeah.
Or your probation, she would punish him and like send him to jail for like 2 months. This woman basically, it's come out that this woman, this judge, really enjoys like playing with this guy's life. So.
Right.
there is a point that, like, yeah, you should just let this guy, I mean, just let this guy fucking live his life. He's not doing anything bad. Like, he would just be, like, on tour, and then she'd be like, no, I never approved that. Or a tour would get, or a show would get canceled, and he would want to go back home to Philadelphia a day early, and she'd be like, nope, you got to stay there because we didn't agree to it or something. And, like, really, like, he would just should really just be fucking with his life. So I get it. So I'm just saying he didn't free his people or anything like that.
I zoned out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm trying to still figure out if Raquel Welch is a redhead.
Raquel Welch is on the list right now.
She's so hot.
I'm putting,
man,
Courtney Gaines up near the top.
Oh,
of the
yeah,
list.
He's yeah. I would put him number one.
Yeah, Courtney Gaines is the best.
Dude, he's number one.
He was, like, growing up, he was the redhead, man.
Yeah, he was.
Courtney Gaines. And if you guys haven't seen the movie Memphis Belle, check it out. It's a good movie.
So Bill Burr, Courtney Gaines.
I'm putting Courtney Gaines at number one right now until I'm told otherwise, because, you know, Molly Ringwald should be near the top. Lucille
Absolutely.
Ball. I don't know if we don't know about Lucille Ball yet. Ron Howard, all he did for redheads.
Yeah, he did a lot.
And for film.
He did a lot. Betty Davis was a redhead.
The Betty Davis eyes?
Holy shit. Rita Hayworth.
Was she a redhead?
Now, they got Lucille Ball listed as the 38 best redheads of all time, but there she is, Tina Louise from Ginger. Yeah, she was the famous one. Ann Margaret. Raquel Welch. David Bowie was a redhead.
Who goes on top between Ann Margaret and Raquel Welch? Because that's a tough one. Probably Ann Margaret.
Ann Margaret, because she was real, I think.
I'm going to put Ann Margaret in the top five for now.
All right. So what do we got? Molly Ringwald is definitely top five.
Yep. So right now in the top five, I mean, this might be.
Is Gina Davis one?
I got Courtney Gaines, Ron Howard, Tina Louise, Ann Margaret, Molly Ringwald.
That's strong.
That's pretty strong.
Bottom five. What do we got?
I would put Bill Burr at number six.
All right. Bill Burr six.
I mean, just to respect.
What's the
chick?
The chick, Julianne Moore, right? And we got the chick from.
Julianne Moore is a great actress. She's
but the chick from
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah,
we'll put her up there. We'll put Christina Hendricks in there. She made it cool again.
And Nicole Kidman.
Yep. We got Hendricks. We got Nicole Kidman. You know what, dude? I say we just take Lucille Ball and, like, Marilyn. We can't count them. They're playing with the color.
We can't have Ann Margaret either.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, we got to get Conan on this list
somewhere. Yeah, Conan is definitely on the list.
Can I take Ann Margaret off and put Conan in that
Absolutely.
Top five spot?
Absolutely.
He owns it.
He's Ginger certified.
Yeah. Oh, I like this list right now, dude.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah. So we
James
have...
James Von Bronsberg saying Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Okay, Anna D's Nuts corrected us. Gina Davis is a brunette, so she's out.
Gina Davis. That'd be a good one. She's good. So basically what we have is... Got Ron Howard. Okay, so at number seven right now, I have Christina
Thank
Hendricks.
Thank you, Serena.
Number six, got Bill Burr. Number five, Molly Ringwald. Number four, Conan. Number three, Tina Louise. Number two, Ron Howard. Number one, Courtney Gaines. Should I flip-flop Ron Howard and Tina Louise?
And put Ron Howard above her?
No, Ron Howard right now is at two. Tina Louise is at three from
No, well,
Gilligan's.
You got. See, there's a lot of things. It's not just being a redhead. It's like being. You also have to factor in who's more popular, who was more famous, more impactful in their
in the
fields.
Culture, yeah,
in the ginger culture,
right?
Cheeto Santino is on there.
Yeah, Cheeto Santino's got to be on this list. Yeah. He's going to be lower because
he'll be probably 10.
Well, he'll probably be 10. I'm going to put him at 10. Shout out to Cheeto.
Cheeto,
have you seen Cheeto Santino?
Stop, man.
He's got the red hair. What about? Oh, no, wait. I used them already.
Who?
So, I have two spots open. I have eight and nine.
Okay.
Christina Hendricks is on the list. Bill Burr's on the list. Santino's on the list. Ringwald, Conan, Tina Louise, Ron Howard, Courtney Gaines. We got two spots open here. Okay.
I didn't put on
Nicole Kidman yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know if she's real, but if she's
apparently
real.
She's a natural redhead, but then she went blonde with it.
All right. So here's what we got. Courtney Gaines, Ron Howard, Tina Louise, Conan. Conan is over Tina Louise.
Okay.
I mean, he's not as attractive as her. Bill Burr, Christina Hendricks is strong. So we need two more. That's what
we're
saying.
Yeah, just need two more. Two more to top out this list, and we can make that adjustment on the what's her name?
All right, I'm gonna do some research right now. If Raquel Welch was a real redhead.
Okay. Let's go to the videotape.
Yeah, because she needs to be on this list. Literally one of the most beautiful girls of women of all time. Anne Margaret. Marilyn Monroe was a real redhead, though.
She was.
Yeah, but she didn't flaunt it.
That's what I'm saying. She kind of turned her back on it. You know what I mean?
She disrespected the
disrespected the
red vagine.
Yeah. Are we missing? I'm trying to think if there's anyone else in the world of music that would be a redhead.
Axl Rose.
We said Axl Rose, and then that other kid that's really popular that's not going to make this list, Ed Sheeran.
If Ed Sheeran's a real one, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
I feel like we're missing somebody.
I never connected with the, it's not my generation, I guess. But, yeah. I'm not going to put Sheeran on this list. I mean, I'm not fucking 15.
Dude, Elvis clipped Anne Margaret. He clipped everybody. He's strong.
I don't know what just happened to my list here. I just fucking deleted it.
Don't tell me you deleted the list.
No.
Don't be a hump. Did you really?
No, I got it. I'll reconfigure.
Don't embarrass yourself in front of Anne Margaret. Anne Margaret, the natural colors of Hollywood icons around the world. All right, come on, man. Was she a real redhead?
I'm trying to think who I had at number two. It was Courtney Gaines, Ron Howard, I think.
Okay, not a redhead.
Three was...
Okay, she's not a redhead.
Conan.
So her and Lucille Ball had the same hairdresser that made them redheads.
Okay.
Anne Margaret was not a real redhead. Let's find out now if... who's the other one? Not Anne Margaret, the other one.
Raquel Welch.
Yeah, Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch.
Do you remember Raquel? Welch. In a dream, my love.
Yeah.
You can find my love.
What about, not to get physical, girls, that was, she was blonde. It just made me think of her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, so we're just missing 8 and 9. Christina Hendricks is on the list. Bill Burr's on the list. Ringwald's chilling. Tina Louise, repping. Conan, you got Ron Howard. Courtney Gaines, what a great call.
He's strong. He's number one.
He is.
He's the strongest actor.
He's what I remember a redhead being like in my entire childhood growing up. Like,
oh, we forgot the kid from Christmas Story. I think you said him earlier. Yeah. He could get on there.
Cry, baby, cry.
Cry.
Oh, man.
All right, so what do we got?
Right now, again, we're just missing two. We need two names.
Well, what about the kid from Christmas Story?
We can put him on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah. Kid from Christmas Story.
And there was one more we just mentioned that rounds out the list.
Nicole Kidman. If not Nicole Kidman.
Raquel Welch.
You know, and also you said Marilyn was a natural redhead.
Right,
so.
But she didn't own it.
She didn't own it.
Right.
So just one more person on this list. And we're about to check out of here. We learned a lot today in this podcast about, going to see the doctor, getting fingers in your butt.
We did a lot today. It was very good podcast.
Yeah, we're just
I was pretty tame.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very pleasant. It was very pleasant. It's all good news out of the Ernst camp, and touched on some good stuff today. I need one more redhead on this list. Before I do that, I want to go out to Pete's tweets.
What
brought
about
to you
Deborah
by
Messing?
That's a good redhead, man. That's Grace
Lindsay Lohan. But see, now they got women. Amy Yazbek.
Who was that, buddy?
She was in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Pretty Women.
Oh, yeah.
She was married to John Ritter.
Yeah, she's cool.
She was strong.
She's really good.
Ariana Grande was born, a redhead?
All right, I'm going to take a look at some of Pete's tweets.
Get in there.
We got Jason Toro. Oh, this is brought to you by JR's Bar and Grill. Ocean Bar and Grill.
Oh, I got it. I got it, dog.
Sunny Seaside Heights, New Jersey.
I got it.
What do you got?
Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters. I love it.
She was strong. Everybody else, Marcia Cross was great, too.
I'm going to put Bernadette Peters after the kid from Christmas Story just to bake in some controversy.
A lot of ginger controversy going on here, Petey Boy.
Shock in the world of the gingers. So anyway, Jason Toro, he says, why does Daniel LaRusso from Cobra Kai series remind you of your bitch-ass dad? Jay Nizzle. He says one of the top 10 things in Italy, fresh bread. And he has this great photo of some good panna water and some fresh bread,
oh,
like a gentleman.
Madonna,
he knows what he's doing.
Let me see.
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, munch, the bread. Munch, you feel you mean.
The fresh bread. Oh, yeah, Jason Toro, another one on Cobra Kai. He says, just finished binge-watching Cobra Kai. Truly incredible series. I and many others are very excited for the, hopefully, next season. And by the way, this will teach that piece of shit not to mess with my family. Is that, I'm guessing, a quote from?
Yeah.
He says, your bitch-ass dad thinks Daniel is still a great guy on Cobra Kai series. He was binging the series and then just tweeting a bunch out.
I'm not kidding you, Pete.
Yeah.
It's fucking phenomenal. I watched it twice. Once as an actor and once as a fan.
That's great.
And I'm going to watch it again. There's some episodes. I love Ralph.
Yep.
But I love Johnny, too. But Johnny is really Johnny, because you never saw him.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what it is. I mean, Ralph is still Ralph.
Yep.
You know, and there's a couple of great Guido lines in there, though, Ralph throws out.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny would say something to him, and he would throw back at him like a Guido is, like the way he, you know, yeah, and how'd that work out for you? You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Where Ralph is like, he's a dad. He's a dad trying to do the right thing. And at the same time, you could tell he, and that's the other thing with Ralph in this, man. He ain't a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you hear when he squares up, he ain't scared. It's almost like, I don't know. It's just, he's not afraid. Johnny, on the other hand, is still in, he's still kind, not a bully, but he's still a, you'll see. You got it. We got to watch.
He's still a piece.
Well, he's hilarious, though, man.
Yeah.
And here's what's beautiful about it. They're both right and they're both wrong.
I love it. Can't wait. So, guys, make sure you go to YouTube Red and check out the Cobra Kai series.
And also, May 18th, 19th, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
Hasbrook.
Me and Petey Boy Jones.
Petey Boy Jones Johnson. All right, guys, we're going to
Petey,
the...
we're not confirming it.
I know. It's fine.
But
whatever.
It doesn't matter.
We're
going to get you there.
We're floating it out there. I'm going to be in the state anyway.
And
so.
By the way, and if you're not there, at the end of the month, I'm going to Syracuse.
Nice.
Then me and Pete are going to do a private show, and bam.
Who are you going to Syracuse with, dude? I'd love to go up there. I've never done
a
show
it?
Up there.
Funny Bone?
No.
No, dude. Yeah, let me see if I can get you
look
in.
Into it.
Come,
yeah.
Yeah, I need an opener. I can come in drunk and do 45 minutes. And then...
All right, guys. We're doing the top
and
10.
And have his cousins want to try and fight me after the show.
The top 10 redheads of all time at number 10, Andrew. Andrew Cheeto Santino.
Andrew, check him on Showtime. Hilarious stand-up.
Yep,
one of our good friends, Andrew Cheeto Santino. Number 9, Pete.
Number 9, we got Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters in The Jerk, the best pizza in a cup you've ever had.
And number 8, we got the kid from The Christmas Story.
All right.
Cry, baby, cry. At number 7, we have Christina Hendricks.
Very, very beautiful. All due respect. Husband's great.
Buxom. And number
go
6.
Go see Super Troopers 2, by the way.
We got a great, the great Bill Burr at number 6.
Amazing.
Number 5, Molly Ringwald.
16 Candles, great. Long Duck Dong, hilarious.
At number 4, we got Tina Louise.
Tina Louise from Ginger, from Gilligan's Island. Every kid in the 60s rubbed one out to her, guaranteed.
Yeah. At number 3, the very tall and funny Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, epitome of a ginger.
Oh, yeah.
And another comic.
A lifer.
Fucking hilarious.
A lifer. And number 2, we got Ron Howard.
All right, Backdraft, great director. One of the only kid actors, I would say the most successful kid actor next to Peter Billingsley.
Yeah.
I would go Peter Billingsley and then Ron Howard as the most successful transitioning kid actors. And number one. From Children of the Corn.
You know
from the movie Colors.
Yep.
From the movie The Burbs.
Yep.
Petey.
Courtney Gaines.
Sardines, pretzels. That's our list. Guys, make sure you call your moms. Make sure you watch Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Make sure you come to North Jersey, Hasbrook Heights, the 18th and 19th of this month. And most importantly, add me on Instagram, add Pete on Instagram, and you got to call your moms. God bless, and we out. We done?